You do know there's an empty side of the booth over there. She points at the other side. I chuckle. I'm fine where I am, but thanks for your concern. Rachel brings our dishes at the same time, placing them in front of us. Looks great. Thanks, Rach. I slide over to the other side of the booth, and Paisley looks at me as though she's trying to figure out what I'm up to. I answer her unasked question. I like you, and if you're a loud chewer, I don't want that to ruin this budding relationship. She stares blankly at me. Come on, haven't you ever been interested in someone just to find out they have some trait that drives you crazy? She unwraps her silverware and places the napkin in her lap. Can't say I have. Well, think of it this way. I like you too much to find out if you have one just yet. I wink and she shakes her head and forks her pasta. I will say one thing, though. I love that you ordered food.
Do most people you're interested in not eat?
I laugh, but more times than not they don't, or they eat something super small, like a side salad, definitely not a plate of pasta. They do, but it's different. She sets down her fork, wipes her mouth.
I'm curious, how many girls are we talking about?
Do you really want to compare numbers right now? I arch an eyebrow. She shrugs.
I don't care anyway.
Doesn't matter, I guess. Even if you say one person, that'll be too high for me. I hate the idea of you with another man. Her fork slips from her fingers this time, resting on a plate of pasta.
What are you doing?
Is my game that off? I thought my intentions were clear. I'm hitting on you.
I'm your therapist. You can't hit on me.
Then she mumbles something, but all I make out is the word Jenna. Okay, then, let's just enjoy a dinner together. Maybe that will help her relax. She forks her pasta once again and continues eating, never looking at me. We eat in silence for a while.